podcast created and produced by anthropology graduate students at the University of Victoria here in beautiful British Columbia. We're your hosts, Jenna Hendrick
and Rebecca Dirksen. Over the course of this broadcast, we'll be doing interviews with fellow graduate students and visiting guests, as well as discussing current topics in anthropology.
But we want to cover topics that are interesting to you, so please hit like on our Facebook page, at People Past and Present, and let us know what you want to hear.
Today we're going to start with a conversation about anthropology, what it is, and why it's interesting to study.
To answer the question, what is anthropology, we decided to go out into the field, as many good anthropologists do. This is what people said.
Alright, so the question is, what do you think of when you hear the word anthropology?
Initially I think of the clothing store, but then when I think about it a little bit more, I think about studying cultures.
Science?
Study of humans.
Mm-hmm. I think like cavemen and apes.
Yeah, I kind of think history, I guess, too. It's a little related to it.
Anthropology, let's see. Is it the study of, like, past humans?
Study of humans, isn't it? More or less. I can't say I know too much beyond that.
Past people who've passed, I guess, past humans?
Yeah, and, like, I guess just sort of, like, how humans are as species, like kind of what we do, how we think in a broad sense.
The study of people and how they interact.
I know it's a science and I know it studies people, but I'm not quite sure exactly what you look at necessarily. I guess like human behavior.
Anthropology, I think it's like the study of human culture and kind of the history, kind of dating back to like almost like prehistoric times and like how humans grow and then just like individual cultures and how they differ and how they've changed through time, that sort of thing, just kind of like a very human study.
As we can see, there are some common themes happening in these student answers. Most generally, people associate anthropology with the study of human beings. In particular, people are tending to associate anthropology with the study of people in the past and the study of cultures around the world. But anthropology is so much more than that.
We decided to get another perspective and talk to some anthropology professors at UVic. Anthropology is usually split into four subfields, including cultural, biological, linguistics, and archaeology. But anthropologists actually tend to do a lot of interdisciplinary work where these fields transcend their traditional boundaries and overlap. Our department here is organized into four integrative themes: evolution and ecology, culture, health, and inequality, space, place, knowledge, and power, and visual anthropology and materiality. We interviewed a professor from each of these themes.
First stop is Dr. April Noel and Dr. Brian Tom.
So, the first question is, what is anthropology to you?
Anthropology is everything, I guess. I mean, when you think of its definition, you know, it's the study of humans from a biological and cultural point of view in the past and in the present. And so, really, that's everything. And I think that's what makes anthropology so exciting, is the fact that it really is the only discipline that looks at humans in all these different facets.
And then second question is, what kind of anthropology do you do?
So my specialty is human evolution. I'm a Paleolithic archaeologist, so that means I study the material culture of our ancestors going back about 3.5 million years ago, all the way to 10,000 years ago. And in particular, I'm really interested in questions about the origins of language, the origins of the modern mind, origins of art, that kind of thing.
Anthropology is a big tent. So it's got a very broad meaning to me, because it's all about the collective experience of humanity over space and time. So that has lots of characteristics to it. It has the physical characteristics of how we became human in kind of an evolutionary sense, and how we express our humanity in a linguistic sense, the way we talk and engage and evoke language. and the relationship of those things to culture, to our practices that we do in our families and our communities and everyday life that are transmitted over time and distributed across the globe, whether it's that's distributed locally or broadly. So anthropology has got this big tent view to it. It also has a deep time perspective to it, because we are interested in people here and now, in all their intricacies and complexities, and we're interested in how all of those things have happened over the full scale of human history. So in archaeological time spans of hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of years. And I think anthropology helps us ask really basic questions like, what does it mean to be human? That's a nice, broad question. But it also goes down from there and asks a lot of more narrow questions about the relationships of power and human interactions, the way that people have different fundamental concepts coming from their cultural experiences in the world. Some of those may be basic, like respect and dignity or kindness. Some of them may be very particular, like the ways of that law or governance are practiced in communities around the world, or religion or science or magic. You know, these things are all the part of what anthropology is. So I think maybe finally anthropology is a way to think. It's a way to think about our own experiences of the world and about our interactions with people. I am a cultural anthropologist, so I work in contemporary communities. And my core interests are around people's relationship with land, with place, and in respect of the kind of anthropology I regularly practice, this takes place here on Vancouver Island, and I attend to Indigenous people's relationship to land, their connections to place, and the entanglements of those connections with experiences of colonialism, both in the past, but maybe especially in an ongoing sense. So how do land claims get wrapped up in cultural dialogues, dialogues across cultures, as we're charting out the way that we use and occupy the land and in some cases extract from it and develop it as a resource, and in other cases relate to it in a cultural or even spiritual way. So I'm very interested in the relationship between people and place, and I guess in that way I'm a cultural anthropologist.
Next, we interview Dr. Stephanie Calce and Dr. Lisa Mitchell.
What is anthropology to you? Great. I think that is a really interesting question, particularly from my perspective as a biological anthropologist, because in my field, or how I see anthropology, is the study of human variation in lots of different ways. And so we can study human variation really on any trait or any variable that we want to measure. And what's particularly interesting about biology in the context of anthropology is that we can take this kind of macro lens approach to understanding human biology in lots of different ways. And so not just kind of thinking about what genes are, how they're behaving in these isolation, in these ways of isolating them, but also how bodies and people are affected and their biology is affected by the environment, and how that shapes things like health and disease, and things like that. So I'm a biological anthropologist, and there are lots of different subfields of biological anthropology. My particular specialty is human skeletal biology. And I study also aging as well from skeletal tissue. So how skeletal remains age, the biology of aging in skeletal tissue. And I do that from a bioarchaeological context as well as from a forensic context. So I look at process of aging and interpretation in past populations, people who lived before. And then I also apply that knowledge in a modern context to looking at contemporary human remains.
When I think about anthropology, for me, it's about understanding or trying to understand what the heck it means to be human. And that's everything from the diversity of humans, the origins of humans, and more particularly for my research, what human life is all about. And my kind of further focus in terms of what anthropology means for me is that it's an opportunity to disrupt and think critically about and hopefully come to some kind of understanding of both the complexity of human social life and cultural ideas, but also a better appreciation of the kind of fabulous messiness of being human. So, what kinds of anthropology? Well, my training is predominantly in cultural anthropology and with a focus on the anthropology of health and illness. And within that, a kind of focus on people's bodies and what it means to have a body. A focus also on reproduction. And the things that interest me particularly are the lives and experiences of young people who are living in complicated and challenging circumstances. So I've done research in the Philippines, Central Philippines, with low-income families and children. I've worked with street youth here in Victoria to both understand something about their ideas and practices of staying healthy. And I'm also interested in questions about parenting. And so I have one kind of current small project that in which I've interviewed new parents in Victoria, and I'm trying to understand how they figure out which baby they got, right? What that personality and character and body is of that infant, what it tells them about what sort of little person they've got. Yeah. And I guess my other research project at the moment is one that is taking me into all kinds of strange places. I'm interested in thinking about pregnancies that that some women have which don't get discovered or detected, and that lead to women showing up at doctor's offices or in emergency rooms and discovering that they are, you know, not only pregnant, but that they're about to give birth. And they're rare, but they're not as rare as we thought they were. And I'm really interested in what these kind of pregnancies say about people's experiences of their bodies, and also the idea of the kind of unsurveyed body in an era in which particularly women's bodies are heavily monitored and surveyed by a whole variety of social institutions, but also by women themselves.
The professors we spoke to gave us just a small glimpse into the vast variety of work that can be done to explore and uncover some of the most fascinating complexities of our species.
If you're interested in learning more about what it means to be human, stay tuned for our next episode. And don't forget to like us on Facebook @People Past and Present. See you next time!